And that's Joe's mother. That was made, it was made after Big Dad died. I thought she was a pretty woman. Had the prettiest hair, it was natural. And you know, up till she died, her hair was just as lively. I know we talked about it. I'd carry my niece, she's a beautician, I'd carry her up there to rest on her and let her fix her hair after her vision got so bad she couldn't see to get about much. I don't know if I've got any old pictures. These is old, because you can tell Gary was tiny, and that's his graduation picture. That's Deborah's graduation picture, and this is Gary's. Now, on them two, I thought they favored some.
Where'd you get this?
That one's one he had made. Buddy Alexander made the picture, but Deborah mm-hmm. painted it.
Was your husband's chin like this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had the cleft in his chin. I've got a box with some pictures in it. Now there's a picture of Joe and Amanda at the bar in there. I made that one. The only way that I could get that little thing to eat breakfast was let him have her and him act like he was going to eat all the food up and he could get her to eat. Mm-hmm. And that's me and her, I guess, and that too. That's her when she graduated. Now here's one of James's boys. They're all of them musicians and they sing the children. That's Doug. And they have what they call a Jersey Jubilee down there.
Mm-hmm.
At where they live. And that's Mandy and Janet's Easter outfits. They had one Easter. But I've got a box in yonder I want to get. But my grandmother Fowler and a lot of old pictures, and especially one of me that when I was about 12 or 13 year old, I want you to see. A lot of people would be shocked.
You said before your sister married, how long did she go with this man?
They dated for a year, but she was in her 30s when she married.
Mm-hmm.
And about, she dated him a year before they married. And then I don't remember how long they was married before he died, but there was 9 months that he was just like a baby. He was helpless. He had this what they call a Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got better and got able where she could get him in the car and carry him to ride. She'd get him in a rolling chair and put him in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got in and got in that shape again. And it was almost a year that he lived like that.
Who stood up with him when he got married?
His best man.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have a church wedding. No, and at their age, they didn't have to have no witnesses. Now, his older sister went with them, but they didn't have to have witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
They just went to a preacher's house, and he married them just like and Joe did.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't any of us have church weddings. We just married by a minister, but back then, very few people, them that didn't elope, run away, just went to a preacher's house or married at home. And so that's the way they done.
Did you ever have a big party after a wedding? Or?
No, there was no reception, nothing like that. My mother always cooked a dinner or something for us, but they didn't call them receptions. It was just eating in the kitchen. And their parents usually had, you know, made a meal, a dinner or a supper, something like that. But they didn't call them receptions. They just